All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy, Entertainment, Tabloid News.
Well, a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader is suing the team for back pay. She says she was paid less than the team mascot. Mike, I bring this up because we know mascots here and there. The mascot's rowdy. And comparable amount of work. They work.
Yeah.
They made $8 an hour, the cheerleaders.
Oh.
$16,500 a year. Now, Rowdy made $25 an hour, making $65,000 a year. So,
that's the guy with the big styrofoam head and cowboy hat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So they're suing.
Well, then why do you do it? That's what I would ask. Why do you do it then?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think when they find out what somebody else is making, then it's like, wait.
No, but they have to know what you're going to get paid.
When they find out what someone else is making.
I understand that. But if you're not getting paid what you think is satisfactory as a cheerleader.
You're looking at me asking.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this comes about. I have no idea. But, I've heard that before about the cheerleaders. They don't make a whole lot of money. But who knows? Roseanne Barr probably will not stand in the way of ABC developing a spinoff of her show. Those close to her say that she feels really bad about what happened. And she's trying to figure out a way to help those people that were harmed by the cancellation. So she's considering also giving up financial and creative participation in a spinoff because she is one of the producers of that show, after all.
Wow.
But she wants those people to work. She wants them to work. She thinks the world of them, loves them like her own family. So, and a Twitter troll, I love reading this stuff, compared Chelsea Clinton. She's been beaten up since they were in the White House. People make fun of her. Somebody recently compared her to Howdy Doody. She responded with, "Thanks to all the people on Twitter who've compared me to Howdy Doody, I now know a bit about him, including that he stood up to bullies, believed in being kind to animals. I'm always happy to be on the side of allyship and kindness. So thanks again." You go.
Good for her.
Yes. And Mike, a big happy birthday. We're hosting a show at the end of September, Culture Club, Boy George.
Really?
Boy George, yeah. He turns 57 years old today. Or you may know him as George O'Dowd. Uh-huh. For now, that is your entertainment report.